Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, January 7th. Coming up in today's episode, CEC Rajiv Kumar rubbishes claim of electoral discrepancies while announcing Delhi election dates. Tamil Nadu governor versus government tussle intensifies further. Rape convict Asaram Bapu gets bail and massive earthquake kills over 90 in Tibet, neighboring regions affected. First up, more than 1.5 crore Delhi voters will vote in the assembly election on February 5th and the votes will be counted on February 8th, the Election Commission has announced today. Will Arvind Kejriwal be crowned Chief Minister for the fourth time? Or will BJP make a comeback in the National Capital Area after a break of 25 years? Or will Congress see a resurgence in the triangular competition? Delhi has 70 assembly constituencies, 12 of them are reserved. A total of 13,033 polling stations will host the election for choosing the members of 8th Delhi Assembly. According to the schedule announced by the Election Commission, the polling will be held in a single phase. The last date to file nominations is January 17th and to withdraw candidature is January 20th. With the announcement of the schedule, the Model Code of Conduct is now in force in the national capital. CEC Rajiv Kumar addressed a press conference to announce the dates and used the opportunity to dismiss charges that have been raised against EVM or other voting machinery. He said that EVMs have repeatedly passed the test of judicial scrutiny and have earned the trust of the nation's highest courts on 42 separate occasions. Mr. Kumar said that EVMs are tamper-proof, rendering rigging and hacking impossible. He described allegations of tampering as baseless and stressed that ECI has always prioritized transparency and accountability in the electoral process. Mr. Kumar also addressed concerns regarding alleged manipulation of voter lists, an issue that has become a major point of contention in the run-up to the Delhi Assembly election. Political parties, including the Aam Aadmi Party and the Congress, have alleged discrepancies in voter rolls, claiming wrongful deletions as well as additions. Responding to these allegations, Mr. Kumar stressed that the Election Commission rigorously follows due process for any changes in voter list. Quote, "The preparation of electoral rolls is a transparent process involving political parties at every stage. These allegations are baseless. Disclosure is our main pillar and detailed guidelines and data sets are available on our website." Unquote. The Aam Aadmi Party has on several occasions accused the Bharatiya Janata Party of orchestrating deletions in constituencies where it has a strong voter base. Aam Aadmi Party leader and former Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal claimed in December that the BJP sought to remove over 11,000 names from the voter list in the Shahdara Assembly segment. Mr. Kejriwal also alleged that a similar Operation Lotus was underway in his own constituency, New Delhi. BJP has denied these allegations, however, countering that Aam Aadmi Party has been adding fake names to voter lists to inflate support base. The controversy around Tamil Nadu's ruling DMK and Governor R.N. Ravi escalated into public protest today, with Chief Minister M.K. Stalin's party leaders protesting across the state to demand Mr. Ravi's ouster. The controversy began on Monday when Governor Ravi walked out of the Tamil Nadu Assembly after what he described as disrespect to the Constitution and the national anthem. According to R.N. Ravi, the refusal to sing the national anthem before his address violated the National Anthem Code. DMK leaders countered this claim, stating that it is customary to play the state song Tamil Thai Vatsu before the governor's address and the national anthem at the conclusion of the session. Quote, "Governor R.N. Ravi ought to be recalled," unquote, DMK MP Kanimohi told NDTV. Quote, "This was the third time that R.N. Ravi walked out of the assembly. He should stay at home rather than walking out and getting embarrassed in the assembly. We sang the Tamil anthem first and then the national anthem. The chief minister is patient, but there is a limit," unquote. Led by senior DMK leaders, including MPs Kanimohi and Dayanidhi Maran, the protesters accused Mr. Ravi of disrespecting the state's anthem. Holding placards and raising slogans, the DMK cadre demanded Mr. Ravi's removal, alleging he has consistently failed to discharge his duties impartially. Chief Minister Stalin criticized Mr. Ravi's action, labeling them as childish and accusing him of repeatedly insulting the state government, the assembly, and the people of Tamil Nadu. The governor's walkout is the latest episode in a series of confrontations between the Raj Bhavan and the DMK government. Tensions have simmered over issues ranging from law to cultural practices. The DMK has accused Mr. Ravi of undermining Tamil Nadu's traditions and interfering in state governance. It has also accused the BJP of using governors to trouble opposition-ruled states, a charge which BJP has denied multiple times. A week after self-styled godman Asaram returned to jail in Rajasthan's Jodhpur after being released on a 17-day parole, the Supreme Court today has granted him interim bail on medical grounds in a 2013 rape case. However, he will remain in jail as he has to get interim bail in another rape case. The 83-year-old, whose real name is Asumal Sirumalani Harpalani, was arrested for raping a teenage girl in his ashram in Jodhpur in 2013 and is lodged in a central jail there. He was also later convicted of raping a woman at an ashram near Gujarat's Gandhinagar in 2013. A bench of justices M.M. Sundaresh and Rajesh Pindal granted him interim bail in the rape case in Jodhpur till March 31st and directed that he cannot meet his followers after he is released. The top court also told police officers only to escort Asaram to the hospital and not dictate where he can go for the treatment. His lawyers, while seeking interim bail, said that he is suffering from serious medical ailments. He returned to jail on January 1st after his 17-day parole ended. Last year, he took treatment in Pune. He was also admitted to AIIMS Jodhpur after he developed some heart-related ailment. The reason Asaram has been in jail is because a court in 2018 sentenced him to life in prison after finding him guilty of raping a minor. His two accomplices were sentenced to 20 years jail by the court in the same case. The Supreme Court had last year sought a response from Gujarat government on a plea filed by Asaram seeking suspension of life sentence imposed on him by a trial court in 2013 rape case in Gandhinagar. The court told the counsel appearing for Asaram that it would examine the issue only if there were medical grounds. The Gujarat High Court in August last year rejected his plea for the suspension of a life imprisonment in the case by the Gandhinagar court in 2023. Refusing to suspend the sentence and grant him bail, the court observed that no case for relief was made out. Breaking from breaking news, a major milestone was achieved by the Indian Space Research Organization or ISRO when cowpea seeds sent aboard the PSLV C60 POM-4 platform germinated under microgravity conditions within just 4 days of the mission launch. The experiment, part of efforts to launch plant growth in space, is seen as a key step in understanding sustainable agricultural practices for space exploration. This achievement could significantly contribute to developing life support systems for prolonged space missions in the future. In sombering news, at least 95 people were killed and over 130 injured after an earthquake of magnitude 7.1 hit Tibet near the Nepalese border today, news agency AFP said, quoting Chinese media Xinhua. The tremors of the earthquake were felt in several parts of India, including Bihar, Assam, and West Bengal. It is being reported that the epicenter of the earthquake was in Tingri County in Shaanxi City. Tingri is about 400 kilometers southwest of Tibet's capital, Lhasa, and is on the border with Nepal. It is a tourism hub for those visiting the Mount Everest. According to the National Center for Seismology, or NCS, the earthquake was recorded at 6:35 a.m. local time. NCS data reveals two more earthquakes hit the region shortly after the first one. According to CNN, 130 people were injured in the quake, local authorities said at a news conference on Tuesday afternoon. More than 1,000 houses were damaged in Tingri County, where the epicenter was located, according to Xinhua news agency. CNN quoted Bishal Nath Upreti from Nepal Center for Disaster Management as saying, quote, "It was very strong. People came running out of their houses. You could see the wires from poles shaking loose," unquote. Chinese social media videos geolocated by CNN showed damaged roofs, shop fronts, and debris piling up on the streets of Lhasa County, some 86 kilometers from the epicenter. Some cars and motorcycles parked along the road were also damaged, the footage showed. The same news report says that in Tibet, rescue teams, including Chinese Air Force, joined the search efforts. State broadcaster CCTV from China said three villages had lost their phone signals by noon. A total of 49 aftershocks were recorded as of noon on Monday, according to China Earthquake Network Center. Nepal is nestled in a geologically active region where Indian and Eurasian tectonic plates collide, forming the Himalayas and making earthquakes a frequent occurrence. In 2015, nearly 9,000 people died and more than 22,000 were injured when a 7.8 magnitude quake struck Nepal, destroying more than 500,000 homes. The tremors were felt particularly in Bihar, where people were seen outside their houses and apartments. This time, there has been no report of any damage to property or life because of the earthquake last evening. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.